Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Joining us on the phone, genuinely, I'm not just saying this. I am dying. Oh, that was probably the wrong choice of words, wasn't it?
Probably.
It was, yeah. Carla, hi.
Hello.
I shouldn't have said I'm dying to talk to this girl, because this would be maybe one of the only ways someone might be able to meet you is by dying, in theory.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, let me explain to everyone what's going on. On the phone with us is a wonderful lady named Carla Valentine. Carla, do you mind me asking as well, and don't worry, this isn't the main focus of the interview, is Carla Valentine your real name? Because that's an awesome name.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
It is my real name, yes, it's on my passport.
It was so funny, just before we got on to you, I was like, oh, Carla Valentine, what a gorgeous name.
Yeah, I was like, that's a made-up name, that's an awesome name.
It sort of sounds as if I was kind of made to do this, made to bring people
together, doesn't it?
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking. So I thought maybe it was like, for want of a better word, a stage name. But nope, there you go. That is Carla's real name. We won't ask for a passport or anything, but look, we will take her word for it. Carla Valentine now is on the phone with us. And this is very interesting, because we'll get to, I guess, the reason you're on in just a minute. But Carla, what do you do for a living?
Well, at the moment, I am a curator of a pathology museum. So I basically look after 5,000 glass pots that are filled with human body parts.
Wow. Now, a pathology museum. So is this in the UK?
It is, yeah. It's in London. It's part of Queen Mary University.
Wow.
And it's sort of like the medical school. And it's for teaching. But it's 200 years old, so it's not sort of modern. It's full of very old vintage specimens.
So they were even able to preserve body parts. Enough, excuse me if this sounds ignorant. They were even able to preserve body parts 200 years ago.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean,
to like a hygienic standard and everything. You guys didn't have to do it again or anything. Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
then.
They're actually better from, the ones that are sort of 200-300 years old are a lot better than the more recently preserved ones.
No way. What's your oldest thing that you have?
In our museum, about 1750, and it's an example of a hernia.
Wow.
It's still got a roll of paper in it. It's been there since 1752.
Jesus, wowee. Okay, so you obviously know what you're doing, and you're quite steeped in this industry. I mean, you clearly have the background for it. So you are the curator of that museum at the moment.
That's right.
You say it's within the university. Are members of the public able to go to this? Could I pop in for like a walk around?
Yeah, well, what I do is I put events on there so that we can have visitors in, but not every single day, because my job at the moment is to actually conserve all the specimens and, get everything organised. So we do nice evening events, we give people a glass of wine, and they come and browse the specimens and enjoy themselves.
Oh, wow. Now, you say preserve them, so are you there with the hands-on approach? Are you preserving some of these body parts as well yourself?
Yep, absolutely. I'm very hands-on. Obviously, I've got a past of dealing with deceased remains and things like that. So, yeah, I do repair them and, make sure that they're all displayed properly.
Cool. No, sorry. I mean, I could ask so many questions about this, so apologies if I'm bombarding
right.
you with questions like a kid. Carla, can I ask another question? Because I'm not sure if this is true or not, and I guess this will then lead on nicely to what it is we're actually here to talk about this evening. If you work right, now, again, this could be totally wrong, so feel free to shoot me down on this. If you work in the death industry, for want of a better word, as in if you work as, like a mortician or a taxidermist or any of that kind of stuff, am I right in saying, do you need to have vaccinations if you're around dead people?
You do need to have some vaccinations, yeah, you do. You can get hepatitis vaccines and things like that. But it's not really because, dead people are more contagious or anything. It's just a safety measure, really. Nurses have the same vaccinations for dealing with live patients.
Okay.
So
okay.
If you had a partner, would they have to have these vaccinations?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering. Well, this is interesting, because speaking of partners, of course, I mean, let's be realistic. Being a kind of a radio host is a weird enough job, but I think to meet other, mortuary technicians, pathologists, taxidermists, embalmers, all of this kind of stuff, you have said that do these people have difficulty meeting people normally?
I'm not sure that it's that they have difficulty meeting people, but I just think it's just a nice way to do it. It's a nice way to kind of go out of your own immediate circle. Like when I worked in mortuaries, I always met undertakers, but it was always the same one. So it's just a nice way to go outside of your immediate circle.
It was the same boring old undertakers that you see at every funeral
exactly,
and everything.
I was like, where are the exciting undertakers? How am I going to find them?
Yeah, where are you going to find these undertakers with adventure, with a passion for life? Exactly. So you created dead meat. What is dead meat?
So Deadmeat is a dating and networking site for people who work in the death industry. So it can be used to find partners, and, you know, you can put my interests are walking along the beach and cutting people open, if you wish.
Sure.
but you can also meet people who you might want to do a research project with, for example, or I might find people to lecture at my museum.
Ah, you know, right.
It's funny, as a single female, and I think if I went on a date with somebody who was a funeral director or an embalmer, it's something that I know absolutely nothing about.
Right.
And you'd be like me asking all these questions.
Yeah, exactly. Which I can imagine would be very frustrating. It's like, as Chris said earlier on, working in radio, like when I meet people, they just want to talk about radio and they just want to talk about what we do and who we meet and, you know, and who we interview and stuff like that. So this sounds like a really good place for like-minded individuals that work in the death industry to meet up and kind of, you know, be able to have a normal conversation, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Without all the sort of very basic questions of, you know, oh, doesn't it smell, or you know that sort of thing.
Sure.
You can actually just get straight down into the sort of the real nitty gritty. And I keep saying to people, you know, one of the reasons I began the site was because when you work in these industries, there is a real need for discretion, a real need for respect, and so we don't sort of just go around telling everybody what we've been doing that day. Mm-hmm. But of course, if you've had a really bad day, and obviously I mean a bad day when you work in these industries, you want a partner that can really understand what you're saying. So, and, you know, it just means that you've got somebody that you can really bounce those problems off. And there is a real need to be able to talk to people who experience the same things.
No, I mean, Carla, you're absolutely right, because in a way, and don't get me wrong, I think every industry would have a little bit of this, that unless you're really inside it, you're never going to understand. But like when you say, and I can really get what you're saying, when you mention a bad day, like I would say a bad day for someone in your line of work is a lot worse than a bad day for us. Like I'd come home and like hypothetically it'd be like, oh, Carla, you know what? You won't believe what happened at work today. One of the songs didn't play off the computer. But you'd be like, oh, you won't believe what happened at my work today. I had to do a postmortem on a child. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very different set of kind of problems. So, Carla, this is only for people, I take it, that are actually in the death industry, for want of a... Is death industry okay? That doesn't offend you, by the way, does it?
No, not at all. I mean, it's the easiest way for me to kind of describe what the site's for, you know, just to say death industry.
Sure, yeah.
But it is, I mean, it's actually open to anybody, to be honest, because I've got sections there for researchers as well, and students, because there are going to be people that want to get into the industry. Maybe they want to work in, you know, pathology museums or mortuaries or whatever, and they might want to find people that can sort of mentor them. And as I say, there may well just be event organisers that don't work in death industries themselves, but they want people from those industries to speak.
Sure.
Okay.
So you know, it's meant to be for people in the death industry, but I don't kind of ban anyone
good.
From joining.
Oh, good.
But it is free to pathologists and mortuary technicians and funeral directors and embalmers and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, it's free to join. I mean, I only really started it for myself in a way, you know.
And sure.
So now it's kind of taken off. And
it's got like 5,000 members. Am I right in saying
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think it's got more than that now, because, you know, obviously there's a lot of interest in it over Halloween, which is, of course, you know, inevitable at this time of year. But yeah, it's really taken off. So, you know, it started as this tiny project for me, and now it's great that other people think it's useful too.
Well, Carla, let's...
Carla Valentine, bringing love
into
a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, most definitely. Carla, can I, if you know, this is a personal question, of course, that you don't have to answer. Deadmeat is essentially, you know, we'll say dating website, but also networking website is probably a nicer way of talking about it, because as you say, there's a lot more to it than dating. Have you gone on any dates through Deadmeat, and how did they go? I mean, this is what we need to know.
Well, I haven't, because I'm with somebody.
I've
been with my other half for 3 years. But actually, I met him on a dating site.
Is he in the death industry?
He isn't. No, he's not.
Wow. Carla.
But you see, the interesting thing was, when I was single and I was kind of looking for somebody, that was really what gave me the idea for Deadmeat, because I thought, you know, I'm keying in here keywords like, you know, things that I'm interested in, and I thought, why do I have to look at all these general sites? Why can't there just be people all in one place?
I hear you. Absolutely. Wow.
Gee, so yes, and even though I am in a relationship, it is because I found him that way.
There you go. Well, look, excellent. All right,
then. Work.
Well, look, I hope to hear some success stories from Deadmeat nonetheless. Deadmeat, so it's DEAD-MEET, so Deadmeat.com. carlavalentine.com. If you head online there, have a look at Carla's website, because it's very cool, in fairness. I mean, it's a very cool idea. Dead-meat.com. And hey, you know what? If you are in the death industry, as Carla puts it, maybe you find love on there. I mean, who knows? Absolutely. Carla, can we let Carla go? Do you have any more questions for you? Okay, cool.
That's it.
Well, look, Carla, I'm glad we got to talk to you, and thank you for coming on. I know, of course, you're very busy.
Much.
And thank you for taking the time to come and chat with us. Chris and Kira. 2FM.